Recording in process.
We're here.
It's a preview episode.
Yeah. You know, it's a time to see some Greg Marcus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those who understand that regional movie theater chain.
And Greg Marcus. And when I'm not too busy underpaying my employees and drinking their sweet adrenochrome, I like to actually watch movies at my theaters. Do you think he goes into his theaters randomly and then just like yells or just fucking nitpicks at like everyone who works there? Is like, oh,
I think he's being
butter.
Like,
put butter on everything, the counters, the registers.
The employee.
He grabs like a guy by the scruff.
Dunks him. They're dipped into like a molten pot of butter, like Achilles by the ankles.
Underneath each Marcus Theater is like the Temple of Doom from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, where Greg Marcus over a boiling just pit of hot popcorn butter pulls out the heart of his employee of the month.
Yeah, my favorite, like, you know, everyone hates the little pre-movie, you know, commercials with him that he does.
Yeah,
but my favorite one, and it's always made me laugh, mm-hmm. was the one where it's like all of the people are like serving him, and he's like the ticket taker, the chef, the box office attendant. And he's like, you know, and they're all at a seat. You remember that one?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is like they're all wearing name tags. So he's just like only calling them by their title. The manager.
Someone should edit that where they sit down and they're wearing like the Star of David and it's in black and white. It's like a Schindler's List remake.
I could have saved six more.
I don't know. Is Greg Marcus Jewish?
I mean, Come on.
Looks Bill Maher.
Heebie jeebies.
Whoa. Hey, look at that.
There we go.
He does have Bill Maher-esque features, you know, minus the
name. Jupers Croopers.
Okay. Don't know. Okay.
Man. There's jokes, folks. There's jokes.
Josh is them.
What a weird day, man.
Yeah, you walked with him. A chick and her boyfriend drove up in a fury.
I wasn't sure if it was her boyfriend, but she abruptly was like, "All right, gotta go." And then
my handler
whipped it in, and I was like, "What is, man? It's good."
Can I make
that
fun
I'm not...
of her a little bit? I don't think she'll listen to this.
No, she won't.
Okay, but like she told Josh she's bipolar, and Josh, he was like, "How's that going?" And she's like, "Oh, great! I'm hallucinating shit."
Yeah, she's like, "I'm on medication." God. I'm like, "Is it helping?" I mean, I don't know what to say to that.
No, you just
that's what you say.
You just
is
say,
"Is the medication good for you? Do you like that?"
As long as you didn't say it two ways, very angrily or with a psychotic laugh at the end, you didn't go,
no.
You know,
well, it was weird. We were sitting on a bench at one point.
A little hot and heavy.
No, there's only one lady that's got my eye.
That is
shut up.
That is Lord Virgin Mary.
Yes, Virgin Mary.
Virgin Mary.
She was saying something, and she goes like she mentioned like, "Oh, something with my dad," and I was like, bingo!" And she's like, "What?" Like deadly serious. I was like, "What do you mean?" I was just pointing out the connection. Bingo.
She's like,
"I'm sorry. I was like, you're fucked, bro. I don't know what's going on."
But yeah, dude.
Very sweet girl. I've known her a long time, but yeah.
But she's got scrambled eggs.
She
that could be taken so many ways.
She's going through it.
She's going through some shit.
Yeah.
At least she went for a walk with her and possibly made her day even worse by whoever.
I definitely did.
Whoever pulled into Capahaw Park violently.
Well, and the thing is, she was like, "Do you want to smoke?" And I was like, I usually don't turn it down, but also we're in a park at like 5 o'clock and there's children playing on the. Like,
you want to blow smoke in the kid's face?
So I was like,
"What's up, kids? Fuck you."
And like I just made a couple jokes. I was like, you know, I just said like, even with it being legal and me having a med card, it just feels like weird to be in public and smoke. Because I don't think that's still, I don't think that's kosher yet with the law anyways. But I was like, it just still feels like very, very sketch and illegal.
Yeah,
But
a little bit.
I was joking about it. And then I mentioned something else later and she's like, God, you're so worried about this. I'm like, no, it's not.
Lady, I'm wearing a button-up shirt.
I'm just doing observational humor because I don't have any chemistry with you. That's what I'm doing
You're
here.
boring to talk to. I
Yeah.
wish I got the crazy
No,
side of you. I wish you'd do
not
something
even boring.
crazy.
I just don't know the sense of humor. And then she also thought she knew Nick, but then and she kept calling Nick gay, and I was like, he is kind of
He
gay.
is kind of gay,
But
very.
then I think she realized that we were talking about different Nicks, even though I said his last name multiple times and said the wop, like the skinny wop.
The Scaramucci,
And
yeah.
she's like, oh, I've known him forever. And he showed me that John Waters movie. So I'm like, there's another Nick out there showing women
Another critter, another big pumpkin diet critter.
twinkish,
Yeah.
probably
Yes.
Italian, showing John Waters
You
films.
show her a photo of our Nick?
I didn't because then she's like, I don't know what's happening. Let's just not talk about it anymore. I was like, okay.
Wow, gee,
I don't know what's happening.
geez, lady, you're 0 for 2 right now.
Yeah.
Gotta get on base at some
Well,
point. That's awesome. I'm happy you had that
it
interaction.
was a weird day, man.
Our Nick is in California right now, just vibing. He's gonna go see the Cards probably lose Friday.
Bro, they're sweeping that series.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough. We should do previews on it. I'm writing the article on it.
Should we just go person by person
I mean,
on
I
the
can read off
roster?
everyone's hot takes, but like, what do you think for the rest of the league? I'm thinking I'm gonna pick O's to win the AL East. I am torn between the Twins and the Tigers for the Central, so I'm gonna pick the Tigs. And then in the AL West, Astros are king shit of fuck mountain until they're not, so I'll pick them. And then wild cards, I guess, Rangers, Blue Jays, and Rays. I want to have faith in the Mariners, but they'll do something fucking stupid, like be 10 games under entering June, win like 20 in a row, and then still find a way to not move any pieces at the trade deadline and bolster their team and still miss it by like a game or two. As long as they hit that magical 54 win percent, that's
There
all
you
Jerry Depoto wants. So,
go. All right, so AL East. It's gotta be the Orioles, right?
Yeah, young, bunch of
Yeah.
studs.
Orioles.
Revamp pitching. I know they lost Kyle
AL
Bradish. So
Central. It's gotta be Detroit.
you're gonna go with the Tigers too?
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
figure Royals will be significantly better, but like I just see them as like in a 50-50 battle for third place with the Guardians.
Or Minnesota.
Minnesota. So
Minnesota!
the Tigers, I guess, are like my hottest of takes because last year, I was looking at my takes last year. Some of them I did well on. Some of them, oh brother, because I was like, White Sox, they're my dark horse. They're gonna win the AL Central. No, they fucking did not. I said the Rangers would be mid because they've always been mid, and we kept joking that they would spend $500 million and then sell. No, they won the World Series. So there's some things I hit, some things I did not hit.
Well,
Yeah,
it happens.
got to be a
They were dog
believer.
shit the year before and added two pretty injury prone pitchers. Well, one very old and one very injury prone pitcher.
They got
So,
hurt and they still found a way. So
yep.
they just bashed the fuck out of the ball.
Okay, so AL West. It's funny we say that. Let's go with Texas in the AL West.
That's fine. I mean, and
Yeah.
Houston is your wild card.
Yeah.
Okay. You think Mariners get a wild card or the AL East holding that one down? No one, if any, if the AL and NL Central send a wild card team, I'll fucking suck that whole roster's
Well,
dick.
there's three wild card teams now, right?
Yeah, but like they're not gonna send any of those.
I mean,
They've had
yeah.
three wild card teams for the past few
AL
years.
East, I think the Yanks might get a wild card spot.
I'm not high on the Yanks. I
I
think
mean, their
they're
pitching's garbage, but like you
yeah.
added fucking Juan Soto and you have Aaron Judge on your team.
I saw
So like,
someone, I think
eh.
it was Lauren, tweeted that Juan Soto, or her hot take, I guess, Juan Soto will have a top 10 like walk season in Major League history. I'm like, I can see that. Just hitting in front of Judge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't have faith in the rest of the Yankees offense at all to like I think the Blue Jays will be better. I think and the Rays are the Rays, and like to me the Blue Jays I think are going to take that number one wild card slot, and just trying to it's hard imagining the Yankees, you know, without, you know, Gio or sorry, not Gio, goddamn, he's already been gone. Without like they only had like two guys hit above average last season by like OPS plus, and like they're hoping that what they can get, you know, Volpe will be like significantly better, obviously,
He
but
was
like
still good last year, though,
yeah,
is the
they're an
thing.
82-2 win team, but like I don't know. I mean, Rays have way more bop in their lineup. They know how to like do very much with very little when it comes to pitching. I can't imagine the Blue Jays are going to regress because last year was their regression season. I mean, they lost Alek Manoah, took a big step back. Vladdy Jr. just couldn't hit like we were expecting him to. It's hard for me to imagine Dalton Varsho posting the sub 700 OPS. I mean, to me, it's going to come down to Blue Jays and Orioles in that division. So, not disagreeing or anything. It's
Yanks
just
are my
like.
wild horse. I just think, I mean, also Nester is gonna be is
Nasty Nester, yeah. Be
nasty
healthy,
Nelter.
yeah.
He's healthy.
They have Gerrit Cole. I mean, they got the Cole train, you
Although,
know.
isn't Gerrit Cole injured?
Let me look. Yeah, I forgot because he. What is it? Part they're worried it's a UCL thing, right?
I think
Right?
something like that.
Yeah. Because our fear is that he's going to have to get Tommy John. Oh no! Yeah, never mind. They don't even have the Cole train. Yeah. No, yeah, I forgot. Gerrit Cole sideline with the elbow. No, yeah, this team is giga fucked.
Nah,
I take it
bro.
back. They're super fucked. Yankees need.
Bro, they got Stroman now.
They're not going to
You
have him start throwing until April.
imagine he,
They have Stroh, but like
that guy's put in the work. He is reinforcing the tunnels under New
Marcus
York
Stroman,
Stadium right
baby, he's
now.
gonna.
He's making sure a certain other type of citizen is not going to be digging some
We're gonna
tunnels
see
under the
fucking
stadium.
black Israelites just like have their own section. Oh God,
Yeah.
that sounds bad. But have their own section at Yankee Stadium, just wearing their like, I don't know, back to Judea or whatever T-shirts that they fucking wear. Be like, we are very confused how to feel about you guys. Like, it's pretty easy. They're anti-Semites.
We haven't been this razz since Kyrie was on
Yeah, they are
the
anti-Semites and conspiracy. You don't have to be nice to them.
Nets.
Don't be racist to them,
Oh
but don't be nice to them.
I'm feeling some magic
You see
cooking
some magic?
in the Bronx.
Okay.
I really wish we could go see a Yanks game instead of a fucking Mets game, and we're in New York. Which
Yeah.
we need to buy tickets to those games
You know what
soon.
I think? Man, if we did the Yanks one, we would dress up like Yankees fans and talk like them. Come on, Soto, you fucking cocksucker. You gotta get a hit here. Just like my mama's Parmigiano.
Chicken cutlet.
I can't wait to get back to Staten Island and get some fucking mad head.
Just doing Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right, so NL,
Yeah, let's
this,
go to National League East.
yeah, NL East. I mean, Braves take the division,
Yeah, they won't
right?
be as scary as last year. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine old Ronnie having another 40-70, but I don't know. I think the Braves will probably win 97 to 100 games. So
Yeah, but they made some pretty big moves in the offseason, didn't they?
they did, but I mean, last year they had like a historically great offense.
Sure.
They're not going to replicate
But I
that.
mean, their pitching, though, is
Like them
pretty.
regressing to the mean is going to be like a team that wins 60% of the
Yeah.
game. They're going to be fine.
It's like if Charlie Morton's your number five starter,
We have like
you're doing pretty
five,
well.
four or five of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a true number five and multiple, I mean, arguable aces. So, yeah.
Chris Sale and Strider. Strider was frightening in spring training. That's a scary
But
team.
alas, chicks dig the long ball.
Chicks dong the log ball.
The log ball.
Oh,
I'll
a log ball.
a
It's Mr. Red detonates his suicide vest. Yeah, I mean they re-signed Jesse Chavez. to
His
the,
old fucking ass.
yeah, he's gonna get one more go around with him and probably post a sub 3.2
His fucking
ERA.
face looks like Darth Maul.
Okay.
What?
He's a veteran.
Yeah, he's just an old guy with acne scars.
He's done nothing. I don't mean that like his career. He's done nothing to deserve either of
I just
those.
saw a picture of it. And I was like, ew.
Gross, bad. Die. Die.
All right, moving on. Yeah, Phil's got a wild card spot.
Phil's get a wild card. The rest of the NL East tumbles. I with the Marlins with their pitching injuries. I don't. I think they got super lucky last year. I don't have any faith
When
in
is
replicating our winning season.
what's his face back? Oh, and their pitching staff.
Oh, Perez?
No,
No, the other. Fuck
the
that.
guy we traded. What is his name?
Oh, Sandy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Sandy Alcantara.
Here, let me see when his timetable is. Injury. When is he coming back? Oh yeah, he's gonna miss the whole season.
Well, you got Tommy John last year.
He got it late last year.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he's fucked.
He's cooked. All right.
Yep.
We'll skip NL Central for now. NL West.
Oh, I'm gonna
Yeah.
go Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and then a dogfight between the Giants and Padres.
I honestly, this is a hot take. I'm taking the Diamondbacks to win the division.
Wow, that is a hottie
It
toddy
is a
there.
hottie toddy take,
That
but
is a little.
with all this stuff with Shohei and their fucking pitching staff being made of fucking glass, I don't.
Now,
Yeah,
glass
I.
now.
I'm
Larry, I'm an orphan.
orphan, Larry. I'm an orphan. You're gonna be an orphan and be 100. It's
It's
the
the funk man.
funk man. Well,
Smelling.
Martin Norton Funkhauser is getting a divorce.
Okay, Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Diamondbacks spent the offseason, despite the fact they're owned by one of the most evil owners in MLB, putting together a pretty respectable team. They got Lourdes re-signed. They got Randall Grichuk, Jock Peterson. They picked up Eduardo Rodriguez, who's hurt right now, but then they turned around and got Jordan Montgomery on the cheap.
I
And I
know.
guess when we talk about the card section, we'll bitch about that because I feel for Scott Boras and his clients, I guess, because I don't think this is I think there's some collusion going on here. Like, not gonna lie. How the fuck, if
Blake
we're,
Snell,
yeah,
I
how
mean,
the fuck does Monty not get a fucking multi-year deal? Anyway, back to this. Diamondbacks are good.
yeah, no, that's a hot take, but and like the Dodgers will get a wild card spot.
They're making
It's,
it to the dance.
but I also think, I think San Francisco maybe gets a wild card spot. They improve their team
You
quite a
know,
bit.
I will go with this. NL West, Dodgers, they'll probably win 100 games. And then Diamondbacks, Giants between like 86 and 92 wins. And then if one of those teams stumble, it's the Padres. Because Padres are still like competitive and
Yeah,
good.
Padres will be trash.
Well, I think, I mean, you know, any guys slip up, Padres will be around 500. And all they need is just a little hotness and one of those teams to be a little cold. I think they can swap out. Because no one in the National League Central, only one team has to go because that's how the divisions work. If we didn't have that, no one in the NL Central is going to if we did fucking two divisions or top six teams,
Yeah, conferences.
NL Central ain't putting a fucking top six team in there. Not even the AL Central, okay? So I guess we've come full circle because we're gonna laugh at the Rockies. They're gonna die. The NL
You
Central.
should put a bet down for like $5 though on the Rockies. Just
I did.
in case.
I put $21 bets down today. So just on fucking dog shit today. On like who has the longest winning streak, losing streak, and like top teams winning their division type of stuff. So
The Cardinals.
the Cardinals, baby. I don't even say it's a hot take because I think the AL and NL Central will be both those divisions will be won by teams that are not 10 games over 500. I think the NL Central is anyone's game. I mean that. Take a pick. It could be either of these teams. And I think whoever wins the NL Central is going to do so with less than 85 wins.
I think we get 80, 89 wins.
89 and a half for the Cardinals. I look at the Brewers as having some kind of odd devil pack like we did, because they were fucking shitty offensively last year, but they had the best pitching staff.
Now that
and
Corbin's gone.
Corbin's gone. Woodruff is out for the year. They're got a patch piece with Jacob Junis, fucking Wade Miley. Maybe they finally get another healthy season out of Freddie Peralta. They have Rhys Hoskins off of a torn ACL, which he hit some bombs in spring and had an 800 OPS. But, I mean, it's – who knows? Willy Adames has, like, regressed each of the last two seasons, but he was awesome in spring. They got to hope they get, like, an above-average season for Christian Yelich, which they think is the greatest thing in the world. Like, I don't know. I don't know with the Brewers. I have the least amount of confidence in them, but, like, they find a way to shit dick their way into success. They've been doing so much with so little for like the last 8 years that I can't count them completely out. And the Reds, they're young, they're exciting, they have electric arms. Hunter Green's amazing. Ellie's amazing. I mean, granted,
his cheeks overrated.
No. Here's the thing with Ellie. He has the most volatility. He hits the piss out of the ball, and he can run. The problem is quality of contact. And honestly, I thought his walk rate was low, but he's got like a league average walk rate. So it's like, can he convert some of those Ks into extra attempts to be on base and utilize that speed? I wouldn't be surprised if he hit 210 with a sub 700 OPS. I also wouldn't be surprised if he posts like a 5-6 WAR season with like 35 bombs and 50 stolen bases. But that's an exciting problem to have. They just lost Matt McClain, which is going to look like for a few weeks, a couple months.
Well, our boy Jake Fraley, what's he up to?
That bearded man, that sneaky pick. They have him. They have Will Benson. I mean, the
there's
Reds.
The other team I hate. Who is it that I hate on the Reds?
On the Reds?
Yeah, there's a white guy I hate.
A white guy? Well, I'm happy it's a white guy.
It's a white Aryan-looking guy.
Aryan-looking guy?
Yeah.
Do you want me to look him up?
Yeah.
We can stare at him?
Yeah.
You know?
I want to find this man.
You want to find... What are you going to do to this man,
I'm gonna
young
fucking
Joshua?
I'm going to show that Cincinnati chili up his fucking ass.
Show that skyline chilling down his fucking throat.
Yeah.
Hold
I'm
on.
Gonna fucking waterboard
Reds
him with skyline chili.
2024 roster. Spencer Steer?
Reds Rasta.
I mean, Steer is pretty white. Stevenson? Tyler Stevenson?
No, I like
He's super
Stevenson.
white.
I think this guy's an outfielder.
Fraley's got a beard.
Frankie Montas signed with the fucking Reds.
TJ Friedl. That's who it is.
Yeah.
That's the guy. He's an annoying at bat.
I hate Friedl.
Yeah.
Where is Friedl even at? I don't even see him on here.
Or is it Friedel? How do they pronounce that fucking weird French shitty name?
What happened to him? I don't even see him on their MLB roster.
It's pronounced. Yeah, no, it's Friedel. Yeah, no, it's Friedel. We nailed it. Good job. He got hurt. Yeah, he
suck it, dumbass.
Dude, he fucking. I think he broke his wrist. So.
So
they've had
right.
Like a litany of injuries with that. So, like, I don't know. I mean, Reds can still do it. I mean, they're over 500 last year. My dark horse is going to be the Pirates, because the Pirates have a sneaky
O'Neal.
roster.
O'Neal Cruz went off in spring training.
He did, and he's healthy. Fangraphs has them listed with like the fourth best bullpen or projected bullpen. Their number three prospect just pitched his way into the starting rotation. Jarrett Jones didn't give up a single goddamn run in spring training. You know, they have, you know, what the Cardinals gun for, veteran leadership, baby. They got Marco Gonzalez. They got Martin Perez. They got Mitch Keller, who was awesome last year. Well, he was good. He struck out a lot of guys with that sweeper. I mean, if they didn't lose Oviedo, season-ending surgery, I mean, it's a pretty gnarly team. Pirates are going to be a problem in the next couple of years.
Ooh.
Henry Davis is up. He's going to get a full season. Rowdy Tellez, like, he was ass cheeks last year, but it was awesome the year before. And they just need him to not post a sub 200. What are you doing? A sub 700 OPS is what they
Yes.
need.
Yes. I find it interesting,
I find it interesting.
about the Pirates.
Your Christopher
They
Hitchens impersonation. God's not real.
No, I'm actually oh God, Woody Allen. It's a
I'm gonna
beautiful
have
picture
sex
with
with
her,
my
actually.
stepdaughter.
Yes, my big titted Asian wife. Yes. Yes. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
Just
I don't know this
being a
character.
silly guy.
Yeah, silly Billy.
But
Pirates would be good.
Pirates will be better. I don't
Cubs the
know.
front runner to me.
I'm gonna take us. Like,
Cubs are us, yeah.
this is gonna be a homer, but like, yeah, I mean, come on.
I don't know. I think before, like, the injuries, yeah. But I mean, I think the Cubs, I'm not saying correct counsel bias on this, but I have way more faith in their rotation than ours. I think prior to DC getting hurt, or to Nootbaar getting hurt, prior to Edman getting hurt. So let's say we were going in with a pretty healthy, like, batting lineup. I would put that above the Cubs, but, like, right now I kind of see them having a slight edge. We also have the first month a grueling schedule, and motherfuckers are hurt right now. And this is a part of the schedule which, if they enter May like 12 and 14 or 11 and 13, so I'm like a couple games under, at this point I could take that as a huge moral victory for them.
Yeah.
But this is something that could get away from them very, very fast.
Well, I'm just happy we're playing Miami on opening day at Busch.
Yeah, we get that.
Thank
We have a little
God we might
fun.
actually see a win. Lance Lynn on the Rebbe.
We got Lynn for our opening day.
We
Wow.
do.
I hate this team.
He's gonna have himself a big old messy shit.
Fuck it. Let's talk about it. Let's do the Cardinals preview, this thing that people would tune in for. Highlights of things. Kyle Gibson had a great final start of the spring. 5 innings, 9 Ks, no runs. How sweet and kind of him.
I'm gonna get used to
I'm gonna get you. Shut the fuck up.
that.
Okay. We, out of all our guys in spring training to make starts, Miles Michaelis had a great spring. 5 starts, 2.14 ERA. Zach Thompson pitched his way into the rotation. I think he deserved it.
Yeah.
2.81 ERA. Okay. Everyone else, boiled ass. Mats, 8.16 ERA. He gave up 13 runs in 14 innings. Were they hard luck? No, he gave up 21 hits. He had a 1.7 WAR. And let's talk Kyle Gibson, Lance Lynn, the thing we always knew. Gibson improved better than Lynn because he didn't walk a lot of guys, but he still had an ERA over 7 and a 1.467 WHIP. Lynn's WHIP was around 1.7. He gave up 12 runs through 13 and two thirds. Yeah, when I was reading previews, whether it's prospectus, reference, or Fangraphs, cards are anywhere between a very low end middle of the rotation to bottom 10 rotation. They're going to eat innings. But, I mean, come the fuck on.
Our
Like,
pitchers are hungry.
yeah, no, yeah, I just can't. I don't see the value. Be like, yeah, we preserve arms while we send a guy out there to pitch 6 innings and give up 6 runs,
The
you know?
game's a smorgasbord, and we're ready to eat. Just gonna keep
Tampa
going.
has one of the lowest starter innings the past few years. Their playoff team. They've been in the World Series, you know. I get it. Like, I think it's an old school mentality, and personally, like, I'm okay with it. If you have a guy that can give you maximum efficiency and, a 7 to 8 inning guy. Let's say Miles Michaelis levels of innings eating, but, like, not Miles Michaelis. Let's say Logan Webb. Logan Webb, great example. Efficient, 200 innings, pitches deep, 20 something percent strikeout rate. You take that. But if you're not, it comes down to I guess what would be a better comparison? Grayson Rodriguez with the Orioles. Okay. Max effort. He is not going to throw you 190, 180, probably not even 170 innings, but the 150 to 160 innings he throws will be max quality that he can provide. I guess with Tyler Glass now too. I don't if Jordan Montgomery just signed for 25 million, and I'm not sure, what the correct take is on that. I mean, obviously the Cardinals didn't know if this would go on as long. To me, I think they still could have got him, but they've been pretty clear they don't want to go up near the CBT that high. But hindsight's 2020. I think Jordan Montgomery provides more value than Gibson and Lynn. I think Jordan Montgomery and like a Zach Thompson or even a Liberatore, if you had to do two of those, provides more value than those two. I think we kind of held the position that it was okay that you got one of those guys like Gibson or Lynn, but why two? And if they held off, who knows? They could have got someone else. A Lugo, into Maeda, who knows?
Eduardo.
Eduardo, I mean, Eduardo Rodriguez signed for what, like 15, 16
Yeah,
mil?
he was cheap.
He was cheap.
Dude, can we also talk about I sent it in the group chat yesterday, but Sonny was doing an interview with Mike Claiborne, and I saw how bad Sonny's hair is.
Yeah, he's got some fucked up hair. He's got full hair here, but this is incredibly thinning out. And not like
He looks
a thinning
so
from the
old.
front and going back, but
Like
like just
Minutehead.
thin. Just the whole strip.
Yeah, and then he has like an actual like bald spot
Yeah.
basically here.
Poor guy. Poor guy. And you saw it. You couldn't let it go.
I couldn't.
Someone had, and you know what? They took a top down photo of him the more I think. Because he had his head turned like this. Someone's like, whoa, get a shot of that. Whoa, look how old this fucking guy is. That's basically what the
I
photo was.
mean, I think we should look at it from like the Moneyball perspective of like the he's not
Girlfriend.
doing anything to fix his hair.
You got to release him.
He's got no confidence.
He got no confidence. He
You
got no
can't have
swag.
confidence with a head of hair like that.
He got no swag.
Hey.
His girlfriend thinks he's ugly. He's got an ugly girlfriend.
You fucking on Bosley?
Fucking on Bosley.
But no, Sonny needs to get healthy and then not be injured. That's all I care about.
Yeah, and we're not talking about his hamstring again. We're talking about his fucking hair that he's got going on here. This is some divorced dad
Just
shit.
call up like Joe Buck.
Yeah.
He's got some hair plugs he can lend.
Yeah. Hair plug it up, dude. So, Sonny, let me see. What's the timetable on him? The other big injury thing is Dylan Carlson had an amazing spring. Jordan Walker, because the Cardinals fucked up his development and becoming an outfield and rushing him out here. He fucking injured Carlson on a collision ball that saw what was an AC joint in your shoulder. Carlson's going to probably be out 6 to 8 weeks. It just sucks. I don't know how else to say it. I always want what's best for Dylan Carlson.
It
He's
feels
gonna
like Dilly had a really like
he had a funky spring.
awesome like second half, but he was super slow at the
He was
start.
ass the first few games like the rest of the team, but here's the spring numbers. An 860 OPS, three bombs. By the way, he led this team in home runs. This team, if you guys want some sky is falling bait, some slop, I think it was top five or top 10 teams when it came to spring training home runs. Teams that were involved were the Pirates, Reds, Cubs, and Brewers, and the Cardinals were tied for last in home runs. So if you want that to be mad about something, sure. I guess Roger Dean is hard to hit in. I don't particularly buy that.
How
I
were the
just don't think they were
Marlins?
that good.
How were the Marlins this spring? Because they share the stadium, and I think Kyle on Twitter said that Roger Dean is like a horrific stadium to hit in.
Yeah, I saw him bring that up, but like I don't quite buy that
I mean, it doesn't
particularly.
offset
We
everything,
also
but it's a.
dominated in spring training last year, so I think they just
But we dominated when we went out to Arizona.
we dominated too. We were just all domination nation out there.
I don't know. I think
Losing Carlson sucks.
it does. I mean, because now like Ciani is going to be getting at bats.
Well,
He
yeah, and
only.
Victor Scott's going to start. He's going to be the starting center fielder. The Cardinals really bungled the organization on that. And I guess if anyone wants to feel vindicated by Richie Palacios, I guess now. But then again, you don't fucking plan on your three starting outfielders getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to trade from our outfield depth all fucking off season for
Yeah.
anything. I
Yeah.
mean, well, us fans at least were, doing fucking John Mozeliak's job. Yep, that's right.
Well, the thing with it was is that we had too much major league outfield depth. Yeah, I mean, hindsight's 2020, but nice to hold on to Yepes for something like this, or I guess even O'Neill. But those are smart moves. I think trading Palacios made sense too. You can't prepare for Jordan Walker to, fucking upend your starting center fielder, Which I saw like some Twitter takes on that. Some people, I guess, cheering on the DC injury for Victor Scott, or other people saying that Jordan Walker did that intentionally and should be not to. They made some comments about him being strung up, which I way to you know way to way to way way to show your clan card there on Twitter. But I mean, it's pure accident. I mean, Jordan Walker is a massive guy who
Well, I mean, it's
doesn't have
that.
that much outfield experience. He's still learning the
I
spot.
mean, yeah, like he fucked up the play, but also, that can also be a communication issue from
Could
Dilly.
be a communication, and from what I read, there was none of them. They both were just going at it. It's also can be like, yeah, I mean, part of that could be put on Dylan. I think I was listening to Brendan Schaefer talk about that too. It's just a bummer. And so, my concern with Victor Scott is that he's going to be a guy who's just going to try and hit the ball on the ground. That's going to fuck with his development with his bat, because I don't want him to turn out like a Billy Hamilton. I want him stealing third, because he had a double. I want him to be a 15 homer guy. I want him to have an OPS above 700. This is. I mean, Cardinals have no one to blame but themselves on this. I mean, how many fucking corner infielders do we need on this organization's depth chart,
Man, well, Ryan Fernandez was the guy we got from the Red Sox, right?
Yeah, we roll five. He made the team.
But the other guy we got, who you always like in
Nick Robertson.
yeah, he didn't make the
He
team.
got optioned, so he's down in AAA. So,
So yeah, I figured that was going to be the reverse, that Robertson was a shoo-in to make the.
well. You really want a guy from Rule 5 to make it. Otherwise, if you don't, you have to trade for him or send him back.
But
So
who is the Rule 5?
when you scout a guy and you take someone in the Rule 5, you're saying this guy's cracking this MLB roster, unless we were
Yeah, but
completely wrong.
who do we? Oh, O'Brien, you're talking about?
Riley O'Brien, we traded for we traded
Cash.
for. Yeah.
Well
Yeah, we sent
then,
cash for him. Yeah, it only cost money.
who is the Rule 5 pickup this year that you're
Ryan
referring?
Fernandez.
I thought we got Ryan from Boston in that
No,
trade,
no,
but
no. We got Nick Robertson and a different guy. He's a minor league pitcher.
okay. See, I was thinking
Ryan
not.
Fernandez is the Rule 5 guy.
Gotcha. I don't even remember this, but okay.
He had a good spring. Riley O'Brien had a great spring too, so that was good. We've been tooting on the Riley train.
This bullpen looks pretty good.
This bullpen looks pretty good. I will say
Yeah.
that. The projections kind of put them like middle of the road, but I think that's fine. They were middle of the road for most of last year until Helsley got hurt, and then it kind of fell apart.
It just feels like a very, very lean and generally like strikeout heavy bullpen. Like they actually did
Yeah,
the
that's it.
thing that they
Yeah.
were supposed to do.
Yeah. I think they have more upside compared to last year. Because the Cardinals pitching staff in general the last few years have been playing with fire as being very mid, very mediocre, and obviously caught up to us. I think low end, this bullpen's 20th best in majors by the end of the year. High end, I can see them being top 10. I think they'll probably be like 10 to 15 in that area.
Oh no.
I think they'll be fine, and I think that's what we need, and I think.
I see them being like the fifth best bullpen in baseball. That's a hot
Ooh,
take.
that is a hot take.
Yeah.
No, that's a good
I'm the
take.
only one with positive vibes today.
Yeah, no, I should probably list all the takes from the other guys too, because we had some fun. What is that?
Ryan sent a voice message. You should pre-listen to it.
Oh, here. Do I want to?
I mean, it's
Well, I
fine.
can't like play it on because I have to play it through the phone. So I'm not sure if it's going to get heard well. Did you listen to it
I
already?
have not.
Do
He sent it since we've
you
been
think we're gonna have
recording.
to bleep it?
Nah, here.
Here, you wanna here, let it eat. Put it up to your microphone.
All right.
Sorry to tell you guys about an incident at work today.
All right, we're not.
Okay, we
Yep.
can't. Oh no,
Oh,
stop,
oh,
stop, Josh. God damn it. He has one rule that people don't know he's a firefighter. Okay, so Nick had one, and it was we'll have a worse record than we did last year. And I called him to check in on in California. I'm like, anything else you want to add to that? He's like, no, we'll just suck. I'm like, cool. Yours was, do you remember yours? Do you want me to read it?
Let's see if I can go here. All
I like your
right.
Burleson one.
Yeah. Alec Burleson lives up to his exit bat or expected batting average. Turns out a solid year on paper and by the eye test, that's key. There's a Lance Lynn story of him having to take a big messy shit mid outing. Like he's
We
late.
combine some goofuses with that,
Yeah.
yeah.
Zach Thompson works himself into a consistent rotation piece. Matt Carpenter is shot in the back of the head of Mice and Men style. Stubby Clapp
This is my favorite.
has a sex tape leak. And Nupar only plays 80 games because.
It's the stubby clap sex tape's great. Ryan's was, hey, it's me. 89 wins. Yeah. Ali Marmol gets a black eye from a fan throwing a promotional bobblehead at him. The team rallies behind him. Gorman is the team home run leader. Lance Lynn, 200 strikeouts, 3.98 exact ERA. Helsley gets hurt and Kittredge ascends to the closer role. O'Brien collects saves as well, marking him the closer of the future. And then his last one, Reds fight. It seems like we are due. So we get in a fight with the Reds. Yeah, it feels due.
Now I don't
So,
feel bad either because Joey Votto would be on the other end of it, and I don't want to put
yeah, I don't
Joey
want
in
him to get
danger.
hurt.
Yeah.
I would say first or second place finish. Actually, third to first. I don't know if we're going to replicate last, but I don't know. It could happen. I say we win between 79 and 83 games. I say we have a top 15, maybe top 10 bullpen. Nolan Gorman will hit 30 homers. You and I are on the same train with this. I don't think Nupar makes it to 100 games. Now with DC hurt, I don't think DC makes it to 100 games now, too. Victor Scott stays up all year or at least two-thirds of the year. Brendan Donovan posts a 360 on base percentage and hits 15 homers. Goldie and Arenado are not back to MVP form, but they don't regress, and I see them both as around 820 OPS.
Where's
So
you got any goofuses?
I cannot beat Stubby sex tape. I'm not gonna lie, man. I really can't. I mean, so like in the preview, I'm making like goofuses like jokes, but like
I mean, John Mozeliak autoerotic asphyxiation with a bow tie.
that'd
That's
be
one.
fun. The I picked I was saying something like
Fred Bird's a child molester.
that was a good one too.
I'm just cranking them out.
Oh, Danny Mac calls a game.
Oh.
We'll go with
Okay.
that. Danny Mac calls a game by the end of the year.
Is he like drunk and outside the stadium? Just be like, ah, he's fired. I
He calls
don't
the game, and I'll add an extra doofus. He gets his fourth DUI.
know.
He gets it when he
I
leaves
got a
Dalhousie.
DUI, baby.
Yeah.
Remember to take your Ubers.
What about a third goofus? Chip gets a DUI to show solidarity. Go with that one. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not confident in this team.
Who gets a DUI first, you or Danny Mac?
Danny Mac. I'm a great drunk driver.
That was a good setup.
Smart as shit when it comes to drinking.
I'm smart as shit.
I don't fucking swerve. I drive normal. I think the last time I've really drunk drove years ago. I mean, I've definitely had like, oh, I've had a few. I'm going to wait it out. You know, this, like, if I'm going out and I know I'm getting drunk, I make plans for that.
Yeah.
If I'm going out and I'm drinking, you know, yeah, I get the risk. But like, I'm talking like when I'm going out drinking, I'm out for like 5-6 hours.
You've had like 13 beers or something.
Not yeah. even that many. I think the last, no, I know the last time I wasn't drunk, it was high on Coke. I did Coke like a year ago. And yeah, no, we went out drinking.
Well, that sobers you up.
Yeah, I know. Coke's a wonder drug for that. And like, I do Coke like once a year. I find someone with it, you know. And I was like, let's do it. Like, what if it's cut with this? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I want to die.
What if you're offered Coke before opening day?
Oh, I'm doing it. Yeah. So
at like 11 a.m.
Rally runner is like, oh, they're sending me up. Larry, Marty Rally Funkhauser. Rally runner Funkhauser. I got some blow. If someone offers me Coke at the game, I will happily do some Coke. But yeah.
When have you done it? Do you ever test it? Get the testers for fentanyl? Do you ever?
No, I just YOLO it. Then again, I've only done, like, anytime I do Coke, I do it with my friends who have already done. I'm like, I've already done Coke. I've done this Coke. I'm like, you're not dead, are you? I was like, no. I'm like, okay.
Okay, well, that's yeah. a little safer.
The other time was one of my friends, his sibling, because he couldn't get him a normal birthday present, like, I don't know, fucking, I don't know, a guitar.
A lightsaber?
Yeah, anything like that. He got him Flashlight. Coke. And my buddy who doesn't do Coke had been doing it, and he's like, I still don't know quite how to do it, but I think I got a handle. And I'm like, I've done blow. Like, do you guys, like, yeah. And we were at a music festival. It was actually at Flatlands. We were watching Black yeah. Velvet. And I taught my friend, and I taught one of my friend's little brother who's of age. Don't worry. We just did key bumps and all that. I'm like, all right, get ready to have fun. And then we found they had like an inflatable fun house or whatever. And we did wrestling moves to each other afterwards. And it was the happiest we ever were. We were so fucking geeked out of our mind. But no. Anyway, it's a blow talk. Guys, don't do it unless you're really confident. There's no fentanyl. And then if your kid's listening to this, don't do it when you're a kid, but when you're an adult, you know, make preparations. Like, when you do drugs, be responsible.
I would say don't do it at all. If you're going to do drugs, smoke them like a man.
Smoke them like, I mean, you can do that with Coke. Yeah,
but who's smoking cocaine?
Well, yeah, they call it crack. So.
And which is much worse for you, I hear.
Well.
I'm kidding. I mean,
yeah.
Nancy Reagan told me that crack cocaine should be prosecuted much more.
Treat Coke like I do, like as a once a year treat, and only do it from reputable sources. So if your friend's like, I did some Coke, this is the Coke I did, I didn't die, I'm like, I probably won't.
You in the jungle, baby.
You in the jungle, baby.
But
like, I'm too fat to develop a habit on that one. It would kill me. So I know the risk. I take the risk.
Your nose is starting to look more Artie Lang-esque.
Yeah, how's he not fucking dead? Yeah.
Man.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, cocaine's scary to me. I would never do
it. It's fine. Yeah. You know, it's fine if you don't. Did I ever tell you the first time I did it?
Mm-mm.
I was in training for work, and I tell this in front of my bosses because it's funny. It makes my GM uncomfortable.
In front of Ganya?
Yeah, Ganya. Because I'm like, this was 7 years ago. I don't think they care. They also probably do it. But it was the day before we had to take our test, and this guy at the hotel we were at had a corner room. So he had like a giant ass suite, massive hotel room. And so we went over there. He was like,
Just a random guy at the hotel. He didn't actually.
No. One in our training class.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure he wasn't.
So he's like, come over. We'll drink some beer and all that. And then we made jokes about drugs. Like, I'll get some. And he has a guy come up and it is, you know, just comes up with drugs. He's hanging out with us. I'm like, this guy, what the fuck?
Was it in like a cool suitcase, like in the movies where it's like every drug that he pops open?
No, he just had a bag.
Oh, well,
so he busted that out.
Less cool.
And then I was like, how do I do cocaine? He was like, well, you cut it this way, you do a key ring, key bump, key bumps. And because I didn't think we had anything to cut it on or wanted to put it on in the hotel. So we just did key bumps on that one. And then the other time was with our buddy, I guess I could name him. He wouldn't care. Thor. Thor and I did coke. So, and then Thor's like, yeah, here's the magical process. We did coke one time and walked all the way from downtown back to where I used to live. Isn't hilarious. Yeah.
Like where Cal lives?
No, different. Windy Hill Lane. So it's where I live with Tyler. Okay. I was, we had been drinking and the coke didn't have an effect. So we said, we're going to be safe. And instead of just calling someone to pick us up, we'll walk. So we walked like 5 miles is what we did.
Where is Windy Hill Lane? What side of town is that?
I'm Snake Hill Road.
I've never heard of these streets that I've lived
Take
here.
Old Cape Rock.
Okay.
Go up. And when you see like Windridge Apartments on the left and that I forgot what it is.
Ameripart.
Yeah. And then you go down that snaky hill and eventually hit a subdivision.
Oh.
It's out there. So.
Gotcha.
I was so fucking high, I thought a car was going to hit us that was way off in the distance. I was like, look out! I jumped into a barbed wire fence that Thor had to pull me out of there. I was so crystalled. It's fucked. So, and then we went back, and then I have that old laptop here. I wanted to keep it as a memento, but we did coke off my laptop, and we were just screaming, because when you're high on coke and you get locked in with that convo talk, it's you're the loudest person within 5 miles. And we were talking about how much we love Rush, and Tyler came down. He's like, I know you guys are having fun, but it's 2 in the morning. I'm trying to sleep. I'm like, oh, well, in about 10 minutes, this will wear off. So we're going to go outside and talk about Rush. And we're outside, and he's like, you are right below my window. I'm like, 5 minutes of Rush talk.
Who hold high salesmen must be the one to start.
Wow, what a good Cardinals preview. We talk about cocaine and what other Cardinals baseball podcast is this fucking cool that they do drugs?
I've never done a drug.
You do weed-a-wanna.
I do weed.
I do the weeds.
So. Yeah, it's legal.
Yeah.
I got that card, baby. By the way, I've been looking at just again like pricing more houses and stuff in St. Louis, and I found this one. I was like, okay, it's not like fully updated, but like who cares? It's got a garage, it's decent rent.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, absolutely no smoking or vaping on the premises. I'm like, all right, you guys fucking suck.
Hard eye roll.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Vaping? What is vaping doing to your house?
Fucking piece of shit landlords, dude.
Oh man,
maybe
we're
like
gonna be thugging it in fucking Hazelwood or Florissant. I think.
What if we just bought one?
You want to buy a house, and then I'll just pay you part of the mortgage.
No,
for
we'd
one.
Have to go in together on it.
I
could maybe save up 8 or 10K by the end of the year.
I cannot do that.
Damn
my job.
She.
Also, I want to make sure I like living in St. Louis before I invest in a house. You know.
Yeah, we're going to end up in some shitty-ass apartment. Our cars are constantly going to get broken into. Biscuit's going to develop bad habits and start wearing do-rags and listening to hip-hop. We're going to become racist conservatives. We're going to say, I stand with Mark McCloskey. That's what's going to happen.
Honestly,
we're going to have the exact opposite of what we thought we would encounter in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I can't wait to live out in the Dew or Clayton. That's what we're going to find.
St. Charles, yes, please.
This cat used to mind so well, but she'd been listening to that P. Diddy.
No, we're going to be living in Florissant, I'm almost positive.
Florissant?
If we want a house, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless Tyler decides to buy a house. Like
yeah,
another one.
Yeah. Because we're going to go county. Mm. I haven't looked yet. I've been umping so goddamn much. So a bunch of my games got rained out, but I picked up more. Oh, I didn't tell you this. I think I've said in passing, but next Tuesday, I'm doing a suicide run. I'm doing a doubleheader at 11, and then another doubleheader at 4:30. I'm two four fucking games. It was like $400 or $500. So hell yeah, brother.
And one's in Bell City, right?
No, it's gonna be in Chaffee. Chaffee. It's a JV doubleheader. So
they play seven innings.
Yeah. So the coach was like, he's like, he doesn't go through the association book separate on it. So he sends, you know, he sends out, and like, it's hard to get JV games in general because no one cares about it. It's not like basketball where it's mandatory, you know? So like, he's like, hey, I got this together. I'm sorry. It's last minute. Can anyone take it? I'm like, I got a game at, you know, in Cape after. So like, if I can get to that, yeah, I'll take both of them. And so I was like, yeah. He hit me back. He's like, just do the plate first game and then do the field, and you have to split. That's fine. I'm like, okay, sure. Hell yeah. So I just got my extra uniforms back from Lucretia, so perfect timing on that one. So I'll just have stinky pants when I go into it, but I'll have clean unis. So I maybe should see if I can get some pants overnight it, but I'll still need to get that shit hemmed. Mm. So, yeah. Fun.
Man.
Suicide run next Tuesday, baby. And I got a round robin tournament on fucking Saturday. I'm going to be egg fucking exhausted.
What is round robin?
Oh, three teams each play each other. So
yeah.
That's a just round robin.
Man, yeah. that fucking sucks.
Yeah. I've had two normal games, though. So last game I did was a 10-run game. It was normal. Yeah, last two ones, no yelling, nothing fucking weird. My first four games. You know, kid trying to jump over a kid at the worst partner who we made fun of. Had two coaches lose it on really simple plays, and then I had the one where I had to write up a school.
And
I was like,
and the mom
I'm like, I have 40 games this fucking spring. Like, I'm dog shit in the first four games. Come on the fuck on. But back to back normal means crest before the wave, which means like a kid's going to bring a gun into the batter's box tomorrow. I just know it.
Can I be your manager?
What do you mean?
Your publicist for your umping?
For my umping?
Yeah, just give me like 10% of the cut.
We should make it staged to where provide some kind of threatening aura that I have to de-escalate, and everyone thinks I have awesome game management and crisis skills, and they call me Super Cop. They call me RoboCop.
Is yeah. Man. Anyway,
I'm going to be a tired boy. I brought it on myself.
You done did it.
Do my goddamn taxes and claim this. I don't know. Anyway, okay, I think the cards will be somewhere around 500. What do you think?
No, I mean, I'm with Ryan. 89 wins.
You thinking 89?
Yeah.
Okay. Nick says they'll be worse than 91 losses.
I don't see it. Yeah. I mean, unless we have more catastrophic injuries, but...
Well,
the people we thought would get injured have gotten injured or have stayed injured. So
yeah, that's true.
We're within normal operating parameters.
I really hope we don't fuck up Victor Scott, man. That's man. Nah.
What was his contact like in spring? It didn't seem like he really hit
great contact.
Well, I mean, like
his
like,
exit is just his
velo. Yeah,
yeah, it sucked.
Yeah,
which means his speed masked a lot of.
That's,
you know,
yeah.
Deficiencies in his bat is all. But he has pretty good plate discipline, too, so he makes good swing decisions. So if he comes up, if he posts a 700 OPS while he's up here, they'll keep him all year. So
I just hope they actually let him run, because it seems like anytime we have a speedy guy, we don't let them.
He's going to run every time he gets on base. Be sure of that. So
that'll be tight.
All right.
We hit our hour. Crumble Champ. The
Irish,
the Baltimore Bridge.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah,
six people I think died on it. This is instance of when why having institutions like a Department of Transportation is good, because they closed that fucking thing down, but they had construction workers on it, so it was like construction workers that died on it.
Well, there were people driving across it in the video I saw.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was. construction workers that are working on it.
Oh, who were just like parked.
They
like,
shut that fucking, yeah, them and the police department shut that fucking thing down to the public. But there was like a, I'm not sure. I haven't seen what's come out on it because he kind of figured they would let people on the bridge know, get off the bridge, you know, because that shipping container or that or
freighter,
my bad, set like gave them like a 20-minute notice. And I was like, we have no propulsion. We're going to hit this goddamn bridge. So I guess, you know, as tragic as it is, I mean, six people dying on a whole fucking major bridge like that falling is, I mean, I guess in a way probably a little miraculous, I suppose.
Yeah.
That could have been, because that shit just crumbled, baby. That was like just fucking throwing like a ball through like a stack of cards, you know? So.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was wild.
That was wild.
Crumble champ, because it crumbled into the ocean.
Yeah,
there you
man,
go.
You're proud of that. I hope you're proud.
I am proud of it. God damn it.
The city of Baltimore needs a win, you know? Come on.
Well, they got rid of Joe Flacco.
They got rid of fucking Joe Flacco.
Fuck you, Pat.
I'm going to give it to Nick. Nick got to go out to California, so.
California.
Yeah. Yes,
California. Please. Here we go.
Maybe there's a
different. I've seen the OC.
Maybe there's a different crumble, though, out there. Joe Brandon? I don't know.
Nah, it's going to be Nick, because he's going to be crumbling that ass.
He's going to be crumbling that ass.
He's crumbling that ass, Larry.
Making
a crater of a hole.
Making some crumble coin out of that crumbled ass, baby.
You go in that crumble hole, you get that crumble coin, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
Who's our patrons?
All right. Jeff.
Cran.
Bravo.
Pat.
Fuck you. Tyler.
James.
Nick, Alex, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And Richie. That's eight.
Yeah, we have nine.
We have nine now?
We have nine. Pat was the ninth.
The Pat was the eighth.
We have an Alex and a Nick.
I say Nick, Alex, whatever the fuck.
Well, that's what he has for his name.
Yeah,
so
it's throwing me
Nick
off.
Is that one. And then Alex is the...
This is so confusing.
I know. Jesus.
Does Alex ever talk to us in the Patreon?
He does. He comes in every now and then. Yeah.
I'm confused.
Alex Pop, he's the one from... I don't know if Doc's him. He's out west. Yeah.
Seems suspicious.
This feels like some ancient Judeo trick here. Your Jewish suspicions, huh?
Yeah.
Can't trust.
It's like
someone with a Germanic sounding last name suddenly, huh?
It's like whenever Larry tries to like sum up a person, he just starts like looking, just.
Pretty good, I must say, pretty good.
So, you know.
Daryl, you got to call and tell her you left the ring. What a God almighty. Okay, who we fucking? Fuck Trevor Bauer. He's not pitching for anyone.
Yeah, fuck Trevor Bauer. That's an easy one.
Yeah. There's got to be a more complex one.
Fuck Trevor Bauer's agent, since she
fuck
won't be able to be an agent.
Yeah, she won't be an MLB agent. Looks like her.
Fuck
all. I think these owners were colluding against this free agent class. I really do.
Yeah. Or Robert, or...
We're Scott Boras.
Yeah, Scott Boras just got...
Regardless, I mean...
You know. We've had enough of your shit, Scott.
Yeah, people hate him, but he's great for the game. He gets people paid. So, like, yeah, he's an asshole. I don't care. Like, he's a... He's on the force of the players, or, you know, so I'm taking that. But, you know, fuck spring training. Fuck Trevor Bauer. Fuck the suits.
And enjoy a real baseball.
Real baseball starts tomorrow. Yeah. Love you all.